Welcome to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro. With their wisdom, empathy, and laughter, author of Starving Your Fears, Joyce Logan, PhD, and business expert and motivational speaker, Charlene Chiaro, are passionate about helping you live the life you desire. Whether struggling with stress in your personal or professional world, they'll calm your nerves and help you create a plan so you can truly enjoy your life by changing the way you look at things. Join Charlene and Joyce now.
Welcome to Abundance. I'm Charlene Chiaro, and I'm here with my co-host, Joyce Logan, and we'll be talking about money, marketing, and mindset, shifting your life to your desire on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Listen online on your mobile devices, in your car, or ask Alexa to learn more about our full schedule and what we do. Just go to dreamvision7radio.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for the Omega Institute. And for all of our contact information, go to abundancetalkradio.com. Well, hello, Joyce.
Hello, Charlene.
Happy May.
Yes. It's another day in the neighborhood.
It's finally getting so nice here in the Northeast.
Oh, it is. It's lovely. Lovely. You know, my brother lives in South Carolina, and I think in February he was showing me pictures of trees blooming and all, everything wonderful. I'm looking out my window. It was stunning. It was. No, so it's nice. It's really nice to see the bloom on everything, although my allergies are acting up a little bit. So today, you know, Charlene, we're going to have a show today for listeners. We have Barry Kerr on, and we're going to be talking about the astrology of human consciousness and what astrology tells us about the times we're in now. We're going to be discussing a lot of things, and I'm very excited about this show because I have been so interested in astrology for so many years and had my chart done, and then when you and I, Charlene, decided that we wanted to have someone come on and speak about astrology. I didn't have anyone in my wheelhouse to call. So like you, listeners, you're going to meet Barry. We are meeting Barry Kerr for the first time. But when I went online and I was researching, Barry's video came up, and he was so authentic and knowledgeable. And there was just this, you know, empathy radiating from him. So I thought, he's the one. We want him on. So in a little bit, we're going to bring on Barry and talk about astrology. But Charlene, you have an interesting tip for our listeners today.
I do. It's a marketing tip. And this marketing tip kind of came up a few different times in the past couple of weeks with current clients and potential clients, and their problem basically was the same. So I just wanted to pass this along to everyone. Two people who I'm specifically thinking about, one was an electrician who was actually looking for people to hire. And the other was a wine distributor that had a product, and he didn't know how to kind of get the product to market and where to go. He had a great product, but he just didn't know how to get it, kind of market it into the hands of the people that he needed. And in both cases, we kind of did the same process. And the process was, think about the person that you're either selling to, or in the electrician's case, think about the person who you want to hire. Why would that person want to come and work for you? Or why would that person want to buy your product? What problem are they having? Like, why, you know, in the case of the electrician, it was the, you know, what kind of a person are you looking for? And he was looking for a person who had about 10 years of experience, probably had his own business, was experienced. He would be able to send out on the road and do jobs without a lot of, you know, watching over his shoulder. And so I said, well, why would they want to work for you? And so we came up with a whole bunch of reasons why, and then we turned those reasons why into questions asking that person to answer the ad. So it could be things like, are you overwhelmed by all the paperwork that you have to do running your own business? Are you an experienced electrician? Are you, you know, asking questions like that in an ad actually gets people to pay attention a lot more than just we are hiring. So you're actually speaking to the problem, and then you are the solution. The solution is come to work for us. You don't have to do paperwork. You don't have to, you can, you know, work your hours. You don't have to answer phones in the, you know, after dinner and in the middle of the night and on bad days. We'll just line up all the jobs for you and you just come work for us. So it's a tip that I wanted to give everyone, because if you're having trouble with your marketing message or you're having trouble with, you know, connecting to your client, that's an easy way to be able to do that. And of course, you know, if you need help, you can call us and we'll walk you through it and we'll help you out.
And that goes for anyone, a holistic practitioner, anyone.
Yes. Any business, anything that you're looking to do. Always think of the pain that you're, you know, first identify who you want to reach, because that's a very, it's a hard thing for some business owners to think of who they want to reach. When you have a business, you're not reaching everyone, because if you're trying to reach everyone, you're reaching no one. So, you know, whoever you're looking to reach, be as specific as you can, and then look at what is the pain that they're having. Why would they want to buy your product? Why would they want to answer your help wanted ad, whatever it might be? And it's the same process over and over and over. You identify who your person is, you identify the pain that they're having, and then you kind of flip it around that you're the solution and what you can offer them to solve their problem.
Yeah, that makes sense. Who they have a need, and that business will fulfill that need.
Mm-hmm.
Fulfill the need? No, mm-hmm. Take away the whatever. It's going to make life better, but people do need to be, you know, more direct. And I do think a lot of business owners, especially in the holistic field, sometimes they just find it difficult to be that direct, because it's all encompassing. Like when, you know, our guest today has so many modalities, you know, that he and his partner use, that it's almost like everyone could need that and do need that.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the message would have to be told more blatantly, put out there, that this is what we can help you with spiritual growth and intuitive conscious living. I mean, you name it, energy healing, you know, huge. So to be direct about that, and people might say, yes, that is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
I need healing. I do need direction in my life. So I like that. And with that,
Are you going to do your card for all of us?
Yep. I'm going to do my May message. And once again, as I tell our listeners, that I pray deeply about this, whether it's God, angels, and to for all of those who are on the other side in all our lives, to guide us and give us a message for the month of May, something that we may need to be aware of. So I must say that the card that fell out initially, my reaction was, ooh, I don't think I like this one. No, it is meant to be that I say this. So the card that fell out was ego. A lot of feelings are stemming from anxieties that aren't based in reality. Give your fears to God, the angels, and ask for their help in adopting a more positive perspective on this. Don't focus on material things and become out of balance. This is a time to reassess why you want to acquire more things. Perhaps you're trying to fill an emotional void, which material objects could never do. What you're really craving is inner peace through a spiritual path. And then I thought to myself, What a perfect card to have Barry on today.
Mm-hmm.
That spiritual path. And it's very true. And being that, you know, Charlene, you and I are in a holistic marketing and public relations road here, we know that it's not about the material things. It's about how it makes you feel when you know that you have enough money to support yourself and take care of your family. And it makes you feel good to do that. So it's not really about having a yacht or a 5,000 square foot house. It's more about how it makes you feel. And you feel calmer when you know that everything's going to be okay financially, and that if something comes up, even an illness, that you have the means to take care of it. So it all boils down to you want to be connected more to your source and you want to feel good about yourself. And sometimes that ego gets in the way and people strive for things because they want to make a good impression or whatever. And that's where people get themselves into trouble, I think. And then it's never enough. And that's what we do. You know, Charlene and I do with our own businesses, we guide people to what they want and why they want it. And Charlene, you ask such great questions every time you meet with a client about, you know, what they want and why they want it and how to get there. So I thought this card then ended up to be perfect for today. Ego.
A great message.
Yes. You know, and with that, why don't we bring on Barry and, you know, just before the break, and then we'll talk, you know, a lot more after the break. So what I want you to know about Barry, our wonderful listeners, is that it's Barry Kerr. We're going to be discussing astrology, the human consciousness, and what astrology tells us about the times we're in now, and a lot of other things. But Barry has over 30 years of experience as a teacher, coach, astrologer, and intuitive healer. He has used his knowledge of astrology, metaphysics, spiritual growth, religion, and helping to help people heal, grow, and understand themselves and their purpose. Barry was a pioneer in alternative medicine and was also co-director of New Holistic Healing Center in Oregon, where he taught classes and workshops in reflexology, nutrition, spiritual belief systems, and lifestyle changes. In those days, mainstream medical professional people, they sure did point skeptical fingers at Barry and his fellow pioneers. Today, doctors, psychiatrists, and other professionals hire him for their own personal growth. Barry resides in Sedona, Arizona, with his partner, Christine Bay, a psychotherapist and energy healer. They also offer their services, coaching, workshops in the areas of relationships, personal growth, spiritual development, energy healing, astrology, and intuitive conscious living. And to read more about him, you can go to chooseconsciousliving.com. Welcome, Barry Kerr, to our show.
Oh, I'm pleased to be here. Thank you for inviting me, Joyce.
And I know it's earlier there. You're still in Sedona, Arizona, aren't you?
I've been here 3 years. We moved here from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah, we wanted more sunshine. You know?
Oh, I don't blame you. Oh,
it's getting cold up there.
Yes. Well, that's what we were talking about in the very beginning of the show, that it's nice to see things blooming. So you're in the heart of it. Of the heat and
yes, and right now it's beautiful. It's 80 degrees and very lovely. So we enjoy. We hike here a lot. We get out on the trails and feel very blessed to have found this particular spot on the face of the earth to inhabit.
You're in a beautiful, beautiful place. Charlene, have you ever been there?
I've been there twice. Yeah, and there's such an energy in Sedona when you go. I've never felt, you know, that before in another place. It's very, I don't know, like very peaceful, very healing.
It's known for being sort of a transformational zone, mm-hmm. vortex, as we call them here. Mm-hmm. People often have experiences here that are that shift them, shift their consciousness. There's awakenings that happen here. There's something in the rock, something in the geology.
There is something. It's like the epicenter of spirituality in the United States.
It can be, depending on which part of Sedona you connect to.
Oh, I see.
You know, there's a lot of hype around a lot of these things, as there is everywhere around spirituality sometimes. But then there's also very, very deep, authentic experiences that people have here. So it's a mixed bag. You have to follow your intuition very closely here, because whatever consciousness you bring to Sedona, it sort of amplifies that. And some people, it sort of chews them up and spits them out. And some people, it raises them and, you know, really sort of amplifies their positive experience. So.
Oh, I love that. I love
really sort of
amplifying, mm-hmm. whether for your good or maybe you still have a lot to learn.
It's sort of amplifying. An experience one way.
Yes. And has it been a good experience for you?
Oh, it's been lovely. It's been wonderful. You know, we had reached a point in our own careers. We're around 70 years old, but we didn't want to stop doing what we're doing because we love what we're doing, but we wanted to take care of ourselves and be in a place that really amplified our talents and our skills. And we found just the right place. We sort of doubted whether our business and clientele would continue to grow because we kind of cut ourselves off from where we were rooted in Wisconsin.
Yes.
And what we found is once we got here, it's actually grown. So it's what spirit was telling us, you know, but it wasn't hard to see how that's going to happen at the time.
Right.
That's the nature of making courageous and bold decisions intuitively, is you don't always see how it's going to play out. But
yes.
If you trust it, you start to get it.
Well, that's a great message. One that is, you know, going back to what Charlene was talking about also with anyone who is in business and sustaining themselves. What happens when COVID hit, and what happens if you, and what happened, you know, when there's any kind of shift, there's this, you listen to your intuition. I think overall, you listen to your intuition.
Yeah. And be patient with the timing, because I think what I've learned in my own life, and astrology speaks to this, is it's about timing. And it's our rational, logical mind doesn't, that grasps and wants an urgent sort of answer right now, isn't always mm-hmm. patient with how intuition can bring exactly what we need at the right time, the right place. So
right.
It's a building, it's sort of a faith piece in terms of understanding how it all works.
Right. And Charlene, I think you do that in your business, isn't it? That when people sit and speak with you.
When people talk to me about their business, I almost can see kind of like how to solve whatever problem they're asking about. And just, it's very, you know, and sometimes I like jump ahead so far because like I can see it and I don't know. I don't understand why they can't see it, but what's really weird is when I need to have business coaches for my business, because I can't see how I should solve my own problems if I have any. I can do it for other people very easily, but to try to do the same thing for my own business, it's very difficult.
Yeah. I think, you know, as an astrologer, you know, what a person's chart shows me is the where things are wanting to go, what's wanting to happen. And so I'm able to sort of tune in to seeing that field of potential manifestation that's wanting to form around this person's life. Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to communicate to people, so that if they can't see the details, which I don't see necessarily see either, but it's tuning into the sort of core essence of what's wanting to happen that I think is the empower. It's the wind in the sails that takes you to whatever that destination is, as long as you can stay tuned in to that that longing that comes from within of wanting to manifest. The details sort of start to show themselves eventually mm-hmm. to the person.
Oh, Barry, I love that. And When we come back after our break, we're going to talk a lot more about that. And I'm sure Charlene has some questions. I know that I do as well. So we will be right back with Barry Kerr talking about all things astrology.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
Are you ready to live a life filled with abundance and learn how to thrive, not just survive in today's world? Then tune in to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. With their combined wisdom as entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, author, and counselors, Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro will share ways for shifting into the life you desire for today's world. They'll help you go from panic to peace in your personal and professional life.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
Do you suffer with stress, anxiety, and chronic fears? Then you need to read Dr. Joyce Logan's book, Starving Your Fears, From Panic to Peace in 10 Easy Steps. Dr. Logan also suffered with anxiety, and through her years of research, she healed herself and helped countless others in her private practice. Starving Your Fears will give you the tools you need to change your life from panic to peace. Order Starving Your Fears by Joyce Logan on Amazon.com or go to joycelogan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back with our special guest, Barry Kerr. I'm Joyce Logan with Charlene Chiaro, and we're talking about astrology. And we're just getting into it really right now. And gosh, there's so many things, Barry. I barely know where to begin. But I wanted to say something that crossed my mind today. I think, you know, people need to understand that that it's so important to have your chart done, because I find that people generalize so much, and they could look at me and say, oh, you're a Leo, and oh God, you do this and you want that, and you know, Gemini, and you're that, and you just can't be that general about it, can you?
Yeah. No. And I apologize to any of your listeners who already are very steeped in astrology, because we're so excited.
That's true. Yes.
But the most people, you know, most people have a very sort of beginner, shallow understanding of astrology based on the columns in the newspapers and things. And it's all about the sun sign. Like you say, I'm a Leo, therefore this. And yes, there's some truth to this. Most people identify with their sun sign because it does represent sort of the core essence of your ego, personality, perspective of who you are. But when I first show a chart to somebody who's never had a reading, it in itself is a lesson, because what they see is there's like 10 other planets involved in different signs and different houses. And it starts to, you start to understand that a birth chart reflects the complexity of who we are as human people. We have these subparts of our personalities that show up, you know, emotionally, intellectually, our sense of decision making and so forth, all have a different flavor to them that get expressed in very sometimes contradictory ways within our personality, and sometimes very harmonic ways in our personality. And that's what the chart begins to show you, is how the specific recipe of your personality ego is constructed, so you can begin to understand those challenging parts, contradictory parts of yourself, and the parts of yourself that you can tap into that are more easily supportive of your journey in life.
So how does astrology work for, how does it work?
How does it work, or why does it work? Well, if you think of, you know, what we know through science, hard science, you know, material scientists who want nothing to do with any woo-woo astrology stuff, we know for sure that everything is energy and we're all connected. You know, physics and quantum physics has shown that, you know, everything is connected. And we are part of a large energy field. And so when you think of yourself, if we think of ourselves as individual dynamics of energy, our body is energy, our emotions are energy, our intellect is energy. We're experiencing energy dynamics that at different frequencies. And how that relates to astrology is the moment you're born, the moment you take your first breath, independent of your mother's biological system, that's a point in time and space within a certain unique energy field that is reflected by the macrocosm of the planets in the solar system, because that same energy field dynamic is running through the entire gestalt of time and location. So that's what sets the birth chart. And we can see in the birth chart the specific dynamics of that time, space, location that you're born in that becomes part of your material plane trajectory of your life force that sets patterns, and that creates patterns in your material existence that you're going to experience throughout your life. And people often question, well, does that mean that my life is determined? I have no free will. But the answer is yes, you have plenty of free will. It's sort of like you're setting off on a journey across the land from here to the other, you know, to another destination. And what astrology can tell you is what the terrain's going to be like and sort of what the weather's going to be like. And your free will is how you experience that, whether you take the right equipment, whether you have the right attitude, whether you want to get wet or stay dry. So in that way, astrology can kind of predict your journey, but your free will allows you to raise your consciousness in it. And that's what, as souls having human experiences, that's the point, is we're having these journeys through certain experiences that we choose. And we expand our consciousness within those journeys in order to have more empowered choices as creators, as part of the creation. We're all part of creating this together. And as we become more conscious as souls of how to do that, then we're able to actually manifest the divine level of who we really are as souls. We're able to bring in more love, more beauty, more truth, all those things, all those virtues that we aspire to, but as humans have difficulty grounding and manifesting because we just haven't had enough experience yet.
I love that. I love the way you explain that. I don't think I've ever quite heard it that way from the moment we take our breath. Yeah. It's beautiful. So when someone would come to you and say, I am stuck in something, I'm just not happy doing this, can you see in their chart that they're really on the wrong path in their career?
Yeah, that you know, specifically in career, that has happened quite a lot. You know, astrology is holistic. Astrology is the epitome of looking at things holistically. The zodiac and everything is like a whole. And so we look at, you know, the different parts of the person's chart to see the parts of the whole. And there is a sign, there are signs and houses within a chart that really have very much point toward career, the career part of our life, which in more historical terms is more our public sort of achievement, you know, getting recognition and contributing something to society. That we, today, modern life, we call that career. But it's good to think of it beyond career, because it really is, the nature of archetypes is to take it beyond specifics. So there are people who have come to me over the years who do report being, their career is just unsatisfactory. They might be very good at what they do and be rewarded for it financially, but they're miserable. And they keep running into problems with where they're working. And sure enough, when we look at their birth chart, I have seen this quite often, they're sort of moving in the opposite direction of what, as a soul, they came to grow toward in life, and are sort of connecting more to a past life pattern and repeating that pattern. And what they're needing to do, as all of us are needing to do, is change direction and create more balance by moving in the opposite direction. And some of us catch on to that earlier in life. Some of us, it takes more life experience to really sort of turn our ship around to, in the right direction, where then the personality we've created, the life that we've designed, becomes much more supportive of a sense of fulfillment. And it's quite surprising sometimes, but very liberating to people to get a reading like that, that shows that, wow, yeah, I've been trying to repeat something that just doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. So if someone comes to you and you do their chart, is that like a one-time meeting where you sit down and you go over everything?
It can be. Often, you know, most clients over the years have come once, but I have a lot of people come back for more. They want to dive deeper, or they want to start to look at, well, what's happening currently in my life? What are the current cycles? Because the planets keep moving around beyond your birth point. So, and as they do, they start to relate to, they relate to where those planets are in your birth chart when you're born. And those create the cycles of synergy and dynamics, energy dynamics that continue to unfold both in the solar system, but also affect that pattern that we're born into in our birth chart. So that's how astrologers are able to sort of traditionally call it predicting. I don't predict specific things, but I'm able to see what the sort of what the weather is going to be for you over the coming year. It's up to you to be conscious in that weather of what you do with that.
Yes.
So people come back for that sometimes. But often in the chart, there's aspects of their life that have to do with doing their inner healing. We all have a healing journey that we're on. We all experience some level of woundedness early in life, starting in childhood. And often what's getting in people's way as we get into our adult life and try to aspire to, you know, achieve and so forth, is this wounded, you know, inner child part of us that is still sort of experiencing the pattern that shows up in the birth chart of pain. And so whether we're meant to have a successful career, which can show up in the birth chart, you know, that's what our life is about, to be, have a career, or whether it's about being more domestic, maybe being a more family domestic person, that's the emphasis of our chart. Either way, if we haven't really resolved some of the wounded patterns that show up in our chart, then we're going to stay stuck in our hurt, in our pain. We're not really liberated from the painful version of some of the patterns in our chart that really are inviting us to pay more attention. It's often that the early part of life has painful experiences that show up in the chart that are necessitating us to, in order to relieve the pain, we have to be conscious of our inner awareness and start to make decisions and do things in a way that we wouldn't have done otherwise if we weren't motivated by pain. And that's the wounding healing journey part of all of us, that if we can take it on consciously, it actually not only liberates us from the pain, but actually opens us consciously to what we came in to experience, that puts us in alignment with the direction that we came in to grow consciously as souls. So that's often where often clients I work with will start to pay attention more to that wounding pain energy as part of their journey. So even if I'm coaching somebody who wants to more manifest the success in their life and their career, sometimes it's that pain piece, it's that wounding piece that's really at the heart of their success, of how they're taking that on. And so, you know, going back to the tip that was shared earlier in the broadcast today, I had to learn as an astrologer to put out a very specific marketing message that invited people into that much deeper inner awareness, that's my niche. That's where I really go to at a deep inner level. So yeah, I might be able to help guide you in terms of your career direction, but I'm going to go to those deep places probably that you may think has nothing to do with your career, that has nothing to do with success, but actually has everything to do with getting you there.
Yes. Yeah. You really have to look at everything. And that's the beauty of the chart.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at that.
It is. It's, you know, your show is about holistic, and the chart shows you the holistic perspective of who you are and what your life is about. And there is an emphasis in, like, some people have a very pronounced chart that says, yeah, you're here to really pour yourself into some sort of career. Okay. If you don't do that, you won't feel fulfilled. Okay. There's other people where that's not important at all. They don't have to have a career, but they have a fulfillment in a different direction. And
yes.
So you want to know that from the start, because sometimes the drive toward career is an old karmic habit that isn't really what you're here to do. Sometimes it's the opposite.
Yes. Yeah. Many people that few people that I know were kind of told by their parents that you're going to go to college and you're going to do this and you're going to be, you know, whatever. And they're unhappy because what they really wanted to be was an artist.
Yeah, exactly.
To be the engineer.
Right. So, that's what happened to me. I was groomed in school when I was young to be an engineer and scientist. I got 99 percentiles in school. I got college credit in high school for science and math and all that stuff. Everybody thought I was going to be that. I went to college and that stuff bored me. You know, it was easy. I was good at it. Probably would have been, you know, rewarded for it, but I was bored. I joined the theater.
Oh, there you go.
I became an actor at the beginning of my life, but that was just the beginning of a journey more toward being more of a spiritual mystic. See?
Yes.
I wanted to learn how to feel is what I decided. I wanted to learn how to feel and express my feelings. So theater allowed me that direction. I thought that was my career, but that really wasn't my career either. It wasn't until I got later into that I realized that isn't really it either. And what I discovered was I'm a healer. Okay?
Mm.
So it was sort of this evolving segue from one to the other. Okay? I still have an engineer's mind. I still have a science mind. And that's what makes me an excellent astrologer. Okay?
Yes. Yeah, I think you need to have that. You know, we're going to have a lot more with Barry Kerr. We're going to take a break right now and a lot more discussion coming up about astrology.
Are you ready to live a life filled with abundance and learn how to thrive, not just survive in today's world? Then tune in to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. With their combined wisdom as entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, author, and counselors, Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro will share ways for shifting into the life you desire for today's world. They'll help you go from panic to peace in your personal and professional life. Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rhoda and Marsha Martin. Join Gina and Marsha during their live shows every third Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Gina and Marsha offer intuitive guidance, empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom that will help you explore and discover the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow life on now? Please.
Do you suffer with stress, anxiety, and chronic fears? Then you need to read Dr. Joyce Logan's book, Starving Your Fears, From Panic to Peace in 10 Easy Steps. Dr. Logan also suffered with anxiety, and through her years of research, she healed herself and helped countless others in her private practice. Starving Your Fears will give you the tools you need to change your life from panic to peace. Order Starving Your Fears by Joyce Logan on Amazon.com or go to joycelogan.com.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Abundance Talk Radio with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro. We're here with our guest, Barry Kerr. And Barry, we were talking before the break about people's careers and how they come to you for guidance and direction. And we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, these times and how, you know, confusing things are for people and how so many people are using the past year for new starts and kind of changing direction of either their business and learning how to do things differently. You know, everything from putting everything online and restaurants having to really, for the most part, go to all a different type of business that they've had, either, you know, like more of a takeout catering type business or a, you know, to-go type business for a while there. And we wanted to learn a little bit more about how you work with your clients to help them through not just the normal difficult times that they might be having or what you've seen over the past year and how you've been able to help them kind of navigate the change.
Mm-hmm. We're living in times that are really calling on people to live more authentically, to be create more courageous about the decisions they're making, not just in career, but in all ways. But, you know, to really tune in intuitively to what their unique expression and gifts are, and as well as their own fulfillment, direction of fulfillment. And that to really do that well requires to take risks in some ways that can feel emotional, financial, that require you to really trust that inner voice, that inner knowing, that this is who I am, this is what I'm meant to do, this is my calling. And when we do that, there's a synergy that begins to happen in our life that is reflected in your astrological birth chart. This is what's wanting to happen. These are the elements of your particular energy and how it actually enhances your ability to fulfill that particular soulful longing in this particular lifetime. Mm-hmm. So when we trust that, that's both in my own experience for my own life, but in so many people I've worked with, that's what starts to really empower the manifestation of what's wanting to happen. again, in ways that we can't necessarily predict with our little small monkey mind of logic and reason. So when I'm working with people astrologically, I'm actually amplifying their awareness of what they already know, really. I'm not telling them something they don't know. It's more validating maybe deep, deep feelings, deep kind of knowings inside that they doubted maybe, or the world has taught them not to trust in themselves, or they've just had challenging episodes in it and they doubt, you know, that direction. But the chart shows you that, you know, yes, this is what's meant to be. This is your path. So sometimes it's not as dramatic as, oh, you're in the wrong career, or you're not supposed to go into business or something. Sometimes it's people, you know, what I'm calling right now is a doctor who was questioning whether he's in the right field. And he was the sort of doctor who basically looked at data. His job was looking at data, you know, the results of tests and things. And he was by himself mostly, you know, writing reports and, you know, giving advice to the other doctors. But his chart was pointing toward, yes, working in the medical field is very strong. You know, that's part of the plan. But what was important, most important, more than the field he was in, was the emotional connection he had to other people. That's what wanted to be fulfilled. That's the growth piece for his soul, was to really experience the interaction with people at a more intimate level, okay? Because he'd come from past lives where he was, you know, very not connected with people. And there was a balance wanting to happen where he's really intimately involved with people and sharing at deep emotional levels. So he realized that's the shift he needed to make in his medical practice. And he'd already thought about that. He'd had that longing, but he doubted that that's what he would be good at, okay? And he shifted his medical practice where he's dealing more directly with clients or patients, where he was more involved with people at a more feeling level. And it made all the difference for him because it brought out his brilliance. And it brought out his sense of achievement as well as his sense of fulfillment. Okay? So sometimes there's nuances that show up in terms of what we're trying to achieve that can be more informed by understanding who we really are. And astrology is what helps us do that, amongst other things.
Have you seen in your client base a lot of new clients coming to you, asking questions about what they need to be doing right now? Or, you know, are you finding an influx of you know, current clients who come to you?
For at least a couple of reasons. One, the pandemic has slowed people down. You know, mm-hmm. as we all realize, it's a chance for everybody to kind of go inward and kind of question, you know, their lives. And take more time to pay attention to that. So there has been a rise just in general of people making astrological inquiries. Astrologers are getting a lot of business this last year. But I'm also noticing there's a whole influx of younger people. I'm noticing people in their 20s and 30s who are much more willing to look at their lives and life in general from a much larger paradigm, a holistic paradigm, a spiritual paradigm, and make the investment in time, money, and intention to really understand their life from a larger level. I think it's a phenomenon that's happening with this new wave of souls that have been coming in. I think every new wave of souls comes in with a much more integrated sort of consciousness. And so I'm seeing that too, where a young person doesn't want to have just a career. They want it to have some deeper, larger meaning in their life. It's not just about getting something done, being recognized and making money. It's like, there's a transformational intention in a lot of younger people. And that can feel very, for a lot of younger people, it's like, what do I do with that? Because the state of the world seems so challenging and so, mm-hmm. so contradictory to that. When they start to tune into their own particular wavelength within the larger scope, then that starts to become a source of direction, a source of guidance that I don't necessarily see what the impact of my life is going to be in the long run, but I know I can feel the energy of if I really follow what my heart is really telling me, what my inner guidance is really telling me, I can feel the energy of potential, of transformative energy in the world. And they start to see how that can start to unfold in a way. They have little experiences that give them a much longer sort of premonition of how they can fit into this economy in a way that is beyond their own particular selfish needs and can start to contribute to a synergy in the world.
Do you work with your clients strictly in person? Do you also have a virtual component to what you do? And do you have a signature kind of program that you put people on or that you have?
Well, in moving to Sedona 3 years ago and because of the pandemic, almost my entire practice is online now. You know,
okay.
I work a lot with Zoom because I can show people the charts on Zoom and, you know, kind of guide
That's
them.
That's great.
Yeah, so it works really excellent for myself and other astrologers in this. And I'm just now starting to work with people in person again. I had somebody come to Sedona and wanted to work in person, vaccinated. So we sat outside and did it. And I missed that personal contact, but it's not necessary. There, even the healing work that my wife and I do, you know, we can do a lot of that remotely now. Because it's energy, like I said at the beginning of this, it's all energy and it's all connected. So what our five senses tell us is possible is not really, that's not really the truth. There's a lot more possible in terms of the reality of things. I don't put people on any sort of program. Most people, in my astrological work, most people come to me for a one-time session and they want to understand the birth chart. They might follow it up with a current forecast, or they might choose then to shift to coaching, you know, because they sense that I'm tuning into something that's real for them. I'm sort of really getting them. I'm seeing them. Sometimes people feel seen for the really holistically for the first time when they come and work with me. And especially if I'm tuning into their blocks or that healing wounding pattern, some people will choose to start setting up ongoing coaching sessions with me to start to work and dive into the pieces of the chart that they need to be more aware of, to start to explore the challenging parts of their astrological dynamics. But we sort of drop the astrology then and we go more into the experiential interior awareness that really connects to the energy of their body and their mind and their emotions and start to work with that. And I don't sell a program. I give people the freedom to decide their own pace, how quickly, how often, whether they want to stop or continue. And so there's all sorts of variations in terms of the timing that show up. Some people go away and come back now and then. Some people work with me for several months, you know, every week mm-hmm. or something like that. Depends on your budget and your intention.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Joyce.
I just have a question for you because I am going to become your client. I do want to speak with you.
Oh, wonderful.
I have a birth chart and I keep coming across it, but I don't know how to read it. I try to look at the planet symbols and all of that. But I know at certain times it would be so beneficial if I were speaking to you and you could tell me when would be a good time for me to have a conversation with someone, let's say it is in business. You know, like when is communication best? When is it best for me? How often would I need to do that? Is that once a month? Is that once a quarter?
In terms of the current cycles, I'd suggest people, you know, once a year pretty much is enough. Because you know, the further out you try to look, you know, the less accurate it's going to be because you're changing. The cycle's going to be the same, but how you're experiencing them could change depending on your own inner sort of consciousness. But if we look over a 12-month period, I can give you a pretty clear understanding of, for example, you mentioned when's a good time to communicate. You know, there in any given year, there may be certain times where it's like, no, this is not a time to really expect to have very clear communications, especially in anything that matters in terms of a contract or making a commitment about, you know, agreement. That may be a time when it's more intuitive, when you want to more relax and let your intuitive mind, which feels more sort of confusing. But people only can experience it confusing to the extent that they haven't really leaned into that part of their intuitive self to get that it's not clarity that comes intuitively quite exactly at the right time. So as you understand the ebb and flow of that, of those cycles in yourself, yeah, I can point out when that's going to be ripe, or when it's going to be more, no, this is the time for you to just sort of listen more and then get ready for the next wave of clarity that's coming, where you might be able to then make an agreement or make a plan, you know. But sometimes we're gathering information, sometimes we're applying information. So there's that sort of ebb and flow.
We can go on for another hour. I think, Charlene, I think we're at the end of our show.
We are already. Wow, that's it goes by quick.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun.
If people want to get in touch with you, is it chooseconsciousliving.com?
Yeah, they can start by looking at the website and see what it's all about. There's more than astrology there, but, you know, look for my astrology page. And then they can get my email address and just email me, and if they want to set up I welcome people just asking more questions too about the process if they need to know more about that.
Sure. Great. So, Barry, thank you again, and thank you, listeners, for listening to our May program. And this is Charlene Chiaro with Joyce Logan signing out on Abundance Talk Radio.
For now.
Listen in next time to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with radio host Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro on Fridays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Take the journey with Joyce and Charlene and learn how to go from panic to peace in your personal and professional life. With years of experience and training working with those with stress and financial burdens, they have the tools to share with you to change your life. Abundance is all about helping you to achieve your goals in today's world. To work with Charlene or Joyce, or to ask them a question, email hello@abundancetalkradio.com or website abundancetalkradio.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.